Hi, Tovani. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional specialist. Tara wanted me to get on the line to, of course, get you the details of the service, but more importantly, to apply a new in business rate and make it even more affordable for you. Now, did you, though, have any questions for me at this point other than the price itself?
I think, not right now. I don't think so.
Okay.
That really.
Yeah, I know Tara does a really good job of outlining the basics of the service. It's all designed to get your phone ringing, to get the website, that great conversion tool that you already have for your business, to get it in front of more people who would be in your service area. I know you're keeping it very local. They would see your website, be able to pick up the phone and call you anytime they're looking for lawn mowing, lawn maintenance, grass cutting, mulching, whatever they might type in, your business will pop up, your website will pop up. It's a month-to-month service offered at a fixed flat rate. The new business rate's the lowest rate we offer. It saves you 50% and drops the cost down from what would have otherwise been $399 a month to $199. And the $199 is the exact amount, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do. And you get calls. I mean, instead of like paying for leads and chasing down the same lead that might go out to a couple of your competitors, living, breathing human beings will simply pick up the phone to call you after seeing your website. Now, you use Google yourself, right? You're probably familiar with that local map or pack section that Tara was talking about?
Yes.
I mean, it's where we all go as consumers. When we need something but don't know who to call, we Google it. So that's what we're talking about. You'll never be the only company that pops up there, of course, but at least you'll be one of the options. If you're on that first page and you've got a website and you already have that website, it will mean phone calls. Not everyone will call you, but that's okay. It's actually good. You don't get random calls. You get calls from someone who saw your website first, saw the gallery. They learned about your company. They're reaching out to you because they want to work with you. Very high conversion rate with the calls you get. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's that flat rate. Now, while it is a reduced rate, kind of like a promotional rate for a young company, it's not an introductory rate. It will never go up on you. It's really more of like an assistance program just to make it more affordable for younger companies because your success is our success. Again, it's month to month, but our clients who give it the opportunity to work, they see the success, they see the results, they tend to keep the service long term. So again, your success would be our success. We would actually have to earn your business for a couple of months just to break even. You already have a website though, so we don't have to build that website, which is a good thing. And I do like the look of your website. I look at websites all day, 5 days a week, and I like your website. We just have to make it easier for people to find. Now, one thing Tara did put in the notes here, and she attached it, is Angie Leads. There's a profile on Home Advisor's platform, Home Advisor powered by Angie, homeadvisor.com/rated, the name of your business, etc. So you've got a profile page. Are you using that service? Are you paying for leads?
Yeah, Angie. I just went live today.
Oh, you did? Oh. So brand new. So you haven't gotten any leads yet, though, right?
No, because I they won't do it at 12:35. That's crazy that you called them just like 30 minutes after.
That's odd. That is crazy. That's crazy. We just got this position about an hour ago. So Tara's been calling through the area for a little bit here, but you're the first person that she actually sent my way. So it's our job to find one company to work with. Now, couple of things will happen, or at least, you know, one of a few options with Angie's. You'll either love it, you'll hate it, or more likely somewhere in between. It is a shared lead system. Every lead that you get will go out to two or four of your competitors, so it's going to be a little hit or miss, but obviously, you know, as long as you're getting some jobs here and there, it might be worth keeping. Whether you decide to keep that service or not, well, let me put it this way. What I would tell you is I have clients that start with the lead service when they get to me. It might be the one that you have, or like Thumbtack, Networks, CraftJack. Most of my clients, though, do prefer to get calls directly to them, and what a lot of my clients do, even the ones that have experience and success with their lead service, once we get their phone ringing, they scale back on the leads. They keep them paused more often. There's absolutely no conflict with paying for leads and also being a top option for the searches for your services. You've already got that website, which is pretty spectacular, especially being that it's a very young company. We just have to make it easy for people to find it. Now, of course, you'll get a detailed reporting and tracking system. You'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting and where it comes from. And like I said, that $199 is a fixed rate and a flat rate. It'll never go up, not even by a penny. And it is all inclusive. So you're not paying extra for leads on top of that. You're not paying per click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profits or anything like that. Now, like I said, it is month to month, so our job is to get your phone ringing and keep it ringing. Being that it's month to month and designed to get that great looking website in front of more people in your service area, would you want to try it out for a month and see how well it works for your business?
You know, I do, but here's the thing. I wish you would have called me a week ago. So
yeah, I hear you.
But the thing is, I need to at least give this a try with Angie.
Of course.
Let me see what happens, and if you could call me back or give me your do you have my email? Because this is not guaranteed with them.
Right.
And you seem a little bit. I mean, your pitch was better than theirs. That's for sure.
Well, I do have the email off of the website, Tavani@uglylawncutter.com. Now, yeah. I mean, let me ask you this, though. I mean, obviously, you know, whether you end up keeping Angie or not, you're going to want people to find your website. Did you build this website on your own, or did somebody else build it for you?
No, I subbed that out.
You did, yeah, because it looks great. So you probably paid for it, right? And now we just got to make that investment work out for you. I mean, it is attached to your Angie profile, which is great, but not everyone uses Angie, you know? Pretty much everyone uses Google, though. If they're not using Google, they're using Bing, the other major search engine. You're going to be listed there on any device that accesses the Internet, laptop, tablet, smartphone, PC, vehicles even with Internet access. So your business will be there. And, I mean, I think it's really going to benefit you to get that website out there in front of more people. Now, I get it. I mean, you're a young company. You want to give Angie's, you know, the benefit of the doubt and at least, you know, take on a few leads and see how well it works. I mean, did you pay a membership fee or did you prepay for leads?
Yeah, I did, you know, I did the prepay. I've done the thing for like $500. They give you the membership already included, and then if you get, you know, in a certain amount of times, if you don't get no jobs, they'll give you a refund.
Okay, I gotcha. Gotcha. Well, so, obviously, you're going to want to get the return on your investment, or you just wouldn't even want to do it, right? Now, one thing that I would tell you is, you know, with something like that, and most potential customers know, in fact, use that service because they want multiple bids. They want to talk to multiple contractors, and that's exactly what happens here. That same lead that you get will get sent to a couple of your competitors. I've heard business owners say, people don't even answer the phone. I had one guy yell at me and say, stop calling, because maybe your competitors, more than one even, got the lead before you, called that person before you even got a chance to, and now that person doesn't even want to get any more phone calls. They don't even necessarily know that business owners are paying good money for that lead. Now, one thing I can tell you, whether it's Angie Leads, which is Home Advisor powered by Angie, or back 4 years ago when it was Home Advisor, or even back 10 years ago when it was called Service Magic, it's the exact same company, they are one of Google's biggest customers. They spend between $2 million and $3 million every single month on Google Ads. That covers the entire country. It covers all the industries they generate leads for, and they do it because they make that money back. Their business model is to capture leads, most of their leads come from Google. Obviously, they do radio, they do print ads, they do television ads, but most of their leads come from Google. They make that money back by kind of selling and reselling the same lead to competing businesses. They flip those leads. What this does is it puts the power of Google to work directly for you. It eliminates the middleman. And of course, when those calls come to you from someone seeing that website, they're choosing you. You'll never be the only option. Not everyone will call you, but the people that call you looked at your website. They made that informed, educated choice. They saw something that they liked. By the time they start dialing your number, they're already hoping you answer. They're hoping you're available. They're hoping your price is fair because they want to work with you. So again, a very high conversion rate, great use of your time. You're not chasing down the same potential customer that your competitors are chasing down. And realistically, I think one new client with recurring business is going to offset that $199. And if we get you a couple of new clients here and there, I mean, this might even allow you to kind of, you know, group your lawns in the same area for that day. So you're not kind of ping-ponging all over town. Saves you time, saves you gas, might even let you get in a couple of extra lawns that day, right? So you're going to be working smarter versus harder. You're going to reach a lot more people. Like I said, not everyone uses Angie, but everyone uses Google. No. I'd be willing to go ahead and waive the $99 setup fee, partly because it's a new company, partly because you've got a website, and also because I know that Angie's is not cheap. I want to make it affordable enough for you to give it the opportunity to work. We are Google partners. We're not Google. If anyone calls you and tells you they are Google, they're telling stories. Their pants are on fire. But Google does make these phone calls, though, but it's for companies that have at least 100 locations or more. Everything less than that, 99 locations down to one, that falls under the responsibility of Google Partners. That partnership program started about 9 years ago. We were one of the very first companies to join that partnership program. Again, we're Local Splash. The name of the company is Local Splash. The name of the website is localsplash.com. Now, what I'm going to do here real quick, because I want to walk you through our pricing page. I want you to see who we are and what you'd be getting for that $199, because I know it's going to get your phone ringing. If you end up loving Angie, great. If you don't, then this is even better for you. But I'm sending you a link to the pricing page. It's localsplash.com/SEO/packages. So it is the pricing page off of our website. It is an SMS message through the computer, but it works just like a text message. So you should get that to your smartphone. If you can, please do put me on speakerphone and open it up. At the top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Devani, are you able to see that?
Hold on. Yeah, I got the thing.
Okay, perfect. So, like I said, you're going to be able to track your success. You'll have 24/7 access. We call it your client dashboard because it's a lot more than just a tracking system. There's a lot of things that you can do. Print out invoices for tax purposes. Of course, advertising is a tax write-off, the cost of doing business. Now, you'll also be able to manage and monitor your reviews. You'll have reviews on multiple platforms. Again, it's not just Google and Bing. All the content that Google wants to see, everything that gets indexed when someone does a search, most of those destinations and directories and platforms will allow someone to write a review. So you'll have reviews on Google, Bing, Yelp, Foursquare. Wherever those reviews originate, they repopulate on your tracking system. From one place, you can respond to your reviews, request reviews. Now, we've been around since 2004. That's a long time. We'll celebrate our 20th anniversary later on this year. And especially for a young industry like search engine optimization, digital marketing, putting businesses on the first page of the internet, nearly 20 years is a very long time. 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. It is month to month, but our clients keep the service because it works. Now, you can see there's a blue tinted photo. It outlines 1 through 5. Some of the major things that we do very early on. Below that, it says Google Ads Partner, and a box right underneath it that says Google Partner, that colorful Google G inside it. Now, Tavani, you can click anywhere on that box. It is not a dead link. It's not copy and pasted off the internet. It is our official badge of authenticity. It goes directly to google.com/partner. right on Google's website. You can see that Local Splash is a Google partner. We've been trained and certified through Google. We get our updates from Google anytime they make changes to the Mapper Pack algorithm. Again, it's our job to keep our clients on that first page. That whole partnership program was designed with the intent of getting business owners, smaller and medium-sized business owners, a higher return on investment with Google advertising. Now, below that, it says SEO packages. We're talking about the pro package, which is ideal because you're keeping it just in Palm Bay. If you're going 50 miles or even 30 miles, I might say, hey, we might want to add Facebook ads on top of that. You can always add Facebook ads, but I think that pro package will be perfect for you. There's some bells and whistles I can add, review generation tool, dashboard access, things like that. I would add anything and everything I could other than paid Facebook ads, paid Google ads, or local service ads, because we come out of pocket for those products. But, obviously we'd have to pass the expense on to our clients as affordably as possible. $199, though, not $399, and a $0 setup fee. So you'd be saving, $500 in your first month alone, or $400.
I know. You could not save that deal for me in a couple of weeks. Like, I know you probably
can't
promise
it's available. The pricing would still be available. The deal that you'd be getting today,
pricing would still be available,
but I can't promise the position would be available because it's our job to fill it. But, I mean, is it just the cost that's holding you back? I mean,
no.
I know that...
No, it's not the cost. I can't managing stuff, certain things. Just, I can't, I have a little OCD, so I can't be all over the place.
Let me tell you this, though. Now, I know that we're giving you a lot of information. I know that you've got 24/7 access to your tracking system. But to be honest with you, a lot of our clients never even use it. All they do is ask someone who's never called them before, hey, where'd you find me? How'd you hear about me? Someone says, well, I saw your website on the first page of Google. That's usually enough for a lot of our clients to know that the service is working. All you need to do is answer the phone when it rings, talk to those people who saw your website before they called you. It's going to be an easy conversation from someone really interested in hearing about your services. If they want to work with you, you go out and do the job. But there's not a lot of moving pieces on your end. There's not a lot of account management or anything that you have to do. We would do a client interview. We talk to you about your services. We verify information off of your website. That takes about a half an hour. That could be done later today or early next week. But after that, it's just our job to get the website on the first page for your keywords and then have your phone ringing, your job to answer the phone. So it's pretty easy. In fact, it's a lot easier than paying for leads and chasing down leads. If you don't get in touch with that person, you're going to try to call them again because you're paying for that lead. If they hang up on you, if they say, I've already scheduled it with someone else, you're going to want to call Angie and say, look, I'm paying $48 for this lead, and they basically just hung up on me. So now you're having to try to get a refund or a credit, get another lead at least. It just puts you in the same situation of chasing your tail. I've been doing this long enough to remember before it was Angie Leads, it was Home Advisor. I go back even 10 years when it was Service Magic. So I have talked to a lot of business owners that have used that exact service, others using Thumbtack or Craftjack. When you're chasing down the same lead that your competitors are chasing down, you're working to get work. Now, what this does is it lets you just answer the phone. It's a lot easier. Someone saw your website. Someone calls you. You talk to them. You do the work. It's a better use of your time, which means more dollars in your pocket at the end of the day. Like I said, if I am not breaking the bank with that $199, it is Friday. I would be even willing to give you a six-week first month. Normally, it bills on a monthly basis. It would after the first 6 weeks. You'd get an extra 2 weeks. That would push your billing out. Let's see. So today is the 23rd. It would have normally billed on the 23rd of September. There would not even be a payment scheduled in September. It wouldn't even bill until the 8th of October. That would give you plenty of time to kind of get all your ducks in a row, give you a good idea of whether or not you even want to keep Angie. Your initial investment today would only be $199. It wouldn't even be scheduled to bill again until the 8th of October. I mean, that's got to be more than fair enough for you to give us the opportunity to get this going for you, right?
Right.
I mean, it's month to month for a good reason. You'll get the tracking, you'll get the reporting, you'll see how well it works.
Right.
You want to give it a shot?
I do, but man, there's some tweaking I still need to do on this website.
That's okay. I mean, I like your website as it is. Now, you're a perfectionist in certain areas, which is great. You take pride in your work. You do a quality job for your customers. That's going to keep them wanting to come back, keep them recommending you to their friends. And I know that your website might never be exactly as you want it. You might maybe want to make changes here or there. But I already like the look of your website. Believe me, if more people saw it, you'd get phone calls already. But even as you make changes to your website, whatever those changes are, the important thing is that people see it, you know, that it's right there front and center. Most people don't go past the first page when they're looking for a service. So as long as you're on that first page, your website's already better than most. I look at websites all day long, 5 days a week. I have seen some really bad websites. I've seen amazing and great websites. Your website is neither the best nor the worst, and it is way closer to the end of the really good websites that I see. It's exactly what Google wants to see. It's Google compliant, it's mobile optimized, so it reformats, it stacks on itself for a smaller screen, like a tablet or more likely a smartphone. It is HTTPS, the S actually does mean secure, and that means that it is a secure website, which is especially important because you've got that lead capture form. People can put in personal information, so you want to have an encrypted website. Your website meets all of the criteria that Google wants to see for a website that could rank well with the right off-page optimization. That's what we do, the optimization off the web page itself, all of the directories that we create. So having that content, even as you make changes to your website will always be what people want to see it. And of course, you can make changes to your website as much as you like, but all of those changes amount to nothing if people aren't seeing your site and the changes that you make, right?
Right. No, I agree.
So by all means, make changes to your website as long as you want, you know, but once we get your phone ringing, you might scale back on the Angie lead, save yourself time, save yourself money, and you'll know that the service is working, and whether you continue to make small changes to your website or not, we'll keep it in front of people who are needing your services and calling you directly.
Yeah. Let me ask this question real quick. So there is something I haven't done on Google. You know how they ask you to, make a video or some pictures so you can
be to be verified.
So you can put it on verified. Yeah, I haven't done that.
That's okay. You've started the process, which is a lot more than a lot of businesses have. We would do that for you if it hasn't already been initiated, and since it has been started, we can facilitate it. Now, for the longest time, Google just sent out PIN cards to the U.S. Postal Service, and it was as easy as just, you know, calling us or texting us the 5-digit PIN number, and then we verify the business on our end. But Google does want to definitely make sure that businesses that are on the first page are actual local businesses. And this happened about 5 or 6 months ago. They made the process a little more comprehensive, but it's all by design. It's to make sure that people who use Google have a positive experience, right? You don't want to call someone who's not even in the area or isn't even a legitimate company. So yeah, they do want things like videos and photos and things like that. We've been working with Google's back-end team since we started working here, right, almost 20 years ago. We are now a Google partner. We go back to the beginning of that partnership program, which is 9 years now. So we definitely are able to facilitate that process, make it easy for business owners, because it never was easy, and now it's not. It's even more complicated than before, but we would make sure that that process is facilitated, that you are verified and recognized by Google. A lot of times we can do things that they will not allow business owners to do, even a straight phone verification where we initiate the phone call, we patch Google in, and then they just ask you some simple questions about your business, and then we can verify it. So we might even be able to do that for you. So like I said, having a Google partner on your side, kind of in your back pocket, that's really going to help you as you try to get your company and business where people are looking, which is that first page of Google. It sounds like you're already aware of that. Sounds like you're trying to do that on your own. Like I said, even having a website 2 months in is pretty outstanding. But we can help you out, especially with that PIN verification process. It's one of the very first things that we start working on because it is critically necessary for you to be on that first page. And then we get started right away creating all of the content. All of the directories that Google indexes when someone does a search, it's actually called a search engine. Google and Bing are search engines. Most people understand that term, but they think it's because we go on there and search on it. Those are actually called queries. It's called a search engine because when we are looking for something, the search engines, Google and Bing, search the internet. It happens in an instant. What is on there relating to that person's search gets indexed instantaneously. So crawled and indexed, and if you've got the right content, whether it's Yelp or Facebook or stuff no one's ever heard of, Opendi, Point.com, Solio, Telnav, we create those directories and destinations because they mirror your website, they talk about your services and service area, they reassure Google that if someone were to call you, you would in fact provide those services. The same reason they do the verification process, to make sure that you're a legitimate company. Now, a lot of businesses are verified, but they're buried on the back pages because they don't have anything else. They just have that digital business card, the Google business profile, that virtual or digital brochure. Google calls it the knowledge panel because it gives people knowledge about your business. But if it's not on the first page, people don't even know it's out there. So we'll get you on that first page. We'll get you verified. Like I said, a six-week first month gives us extra time to make all that happen before you would even have to make that first, that second payment.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, listen, man. I'm going to do it. And I'm going to do it because...
I think you're going to like it. I really do. Yeah. And having options is a good thing. If you end up not liking Angie, you're going to want something in place. You're going to want that website where people
right.
can find
well,
it.
Well, the thing is, I think I already want to... Sounds like I already want to cancel them because... Okay. Anyway.
I would say possibly... Pause your lead, you know. Okay, so the number that we've got is the number on the website. So it's obviously a good number for your customers to call. Is it also, Giovanni,
yes.
the number you want us to call when we contact you regarding your account?
Well, yeah, because what it is, I have it's a cell phone line. I made it dedicated
right.
to this.
Oh, perfect.
And,
that's
so pretty much if anybody calls, should be calling for the you know, the business. It shouldn't really be anything else. So,
right.
But yeah, no, this is a good number.
That's perfect. Now, like I said, you get calls directly to you. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Customers will simply pick up the phone and dial your number. Now, when we reach out to you, we'll use phone, text, and email. It's usually the method that's most appropriate to the information that we need you to have. Longer pieces of information and something we want for you to have for your records, we'll always email out to you. But a lot of the times we could just call you or send you a quick text message. Did you, though, have any specific preference as to how we contact you regarding your account?
Email's fine. I mean, I see emails more. Well,
oh, that's good.
Yeah,
yeah, I like...
Sometimes if I'm in work, I might not pick it up, and then I always check the email.
Perfect.
I mean,
so I'll put email preferred. And then the other thing I wanted to ask you here, now Angie's will always list an address, but 9 times out of 10 or 95 times out of 100 even, it's a home address, right? The 510
right.
Fern
well,
Avenue, is that your
home.
Residence? It is.
Yeah, that's
okay.
a home, yeah.
But mm-hmm. you wouldn't really mm-hmm. want customers to see that address, right?
No, that's why... I don't know if it changed it on the Google thing.
So Google is totally fine with home addresses being hidden. In fact, if you're out in the field most days, they don't want to list your home address because they wouldn't want someone going out there and knocking on your door any more than you would if there's not anybody there to talk to that person. So you'll just be listed Palm Bay, not even the zip code, just city and state. And certainly not that physical street address. I don't know why Angie's regularly puts home addresses on there. I don't think I've ever spoken with someone who was glad to see their home address listed on a home advisor page, but it's almost always on there. Oh, Tavani, Tara never got your last name.
Fernandez.
You said Hernandez or Fernandez, H or an F?
F.
F, so Fernandez. F-E-R-N-A-D-A-N-E-Z?
And F-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z.
Yeah, gotta refresh my coffee, or it's easier if I type it out. If I see it, I can spell it, right? If I'm trying to see it in the air, I can't. Okay, so Fernandez, I gotcha. And then the other thing, if you don't have any other questions for me, Mr. Fernandez, I would do a couple of things. One, I'd be taking a look at our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call. So again, our technician's going to want to kind of verify information off of your website, information that I have. We have to make sure everything's Google compliant. So Google wants us to see if you've got a tagline, a slogan, a mission statement or motto, if you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And then the other thing that I'm required to do here, Tavani, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer and attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that I'm going to give you a six-week first month. Your next payment, et cetera, won't be for 6 weeks from now. And, of course, that we're reducing the cost of the service, that we're waiving your setup fee, et cetera. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is actually pretty straightforward, though. Now, before I do get to that voice verification for that initial first month of just $199, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
The Visa.
On that particular card, is it your name, first and last, any middle initial, or the business name?
No, it'll be my name.
Just first and last name? You said it was a Visa card. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do.
Yep.
Tavani, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Yeah, it's 4411-0425-2159.
Okay.
2159.
Yes, sir.
8752.
And then the expiration month and year?
0925.
09 of 2025, the last three digits on the back of the card.
001.
001, okay. So 001 on the back. I've got September or 09 of 2025 for the expiration date. The card itself was at 4411-0425-2159-8752.
Yeah.
And that bills at the home address, the 510 Fern Ave Northeast 32907?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, about a minute or so after I read the voice verification, our system processes that payment and sends you a confirmation email with the client support phone number and hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, Mr. Fernandez, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
No, I can't. I'm driving.
Oh, that's okay. You'll get it by way of email. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. Of course, you can email 24/7. They'll follow up with you within the same business day or the next day if they receive the email after hours. The email address will be on there as well. Now, like I said, I do have the voice verification pulled up. I'll get through it as quick as I can, but feel free to stop me at any time. It does read as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Tavani, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Diamond Hand Lawns and Landscaping, LLC.
And that's exactly where I have that. And the and is spelled out, right? The word A-N-D spelled out, not
yes.
the ampersand, not the
Correct.
Symbol. Okay, perfect. That's how I have it. And then, Mr. Fernandez, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My full name is Tavani Fernandez, and manager.
Perfect. And then as the manager for Diamond Hand Lawns and Landscaping LLC, Tavani, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes. Correct.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, that Visa in your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then it says to get results as fast as possible, Tavani, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, since it is, in fact, our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Tavani, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask, of course, a couple of reasons, actually. One being that all of the content that we'll create for your company, of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or perhaps even more important is that we'll always make sure that your business information is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone else who you think might also create content for your business online, Tavani, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Mr. Fernandez, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. We'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Like I said, we'll make sure no physical street address appears for your business since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here for you, reducing the cost of the service, waiving your setup, being that it's a 6-week first month, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I will actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 23rd of August, and the very reduced total amount of exactly $199.00. That $199 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount, meaning no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, and all of the additional relevant directories and destinations. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to begin billing on October 6th. So it's actually a 6-week first month. It would bill on the 6th of the month beginning in October and moving forward on the 6th of the month after that. And the exact same reduced rate of $199, again, that rate will never go up on you. It is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract, which of course means you can stop altogether at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. If you need to, you can pause it, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. If necessary, you could even pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Fernandez, all that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Tavani, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Fernandez, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. That actually does conclude that voice verification. Like I said, you'll receive the confirmation email by the next minute or so. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. It's everything we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. Mr. Fernandez, when you receive either the text or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end, other than scheduling that follow-up call, is just to create a security question on here. A little bit of extra protection for you, another layer of security. If anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Diamond Hand Lawns and Landscaping LLC, even if it's you, Tavani, and we recognize your voice, we may from time to time ask you to verify the answer to the security question. And then this is even more important, especially a week or two from now. If you start getting phone calls from anyone claiming to either be Google or from local Splash, they would, first of all, need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't give you that information right away, please let them go. If anyone calls you and tells you you need to pay more money for your Google listing, please just let them go. That would not be us. Like I said, the voice verification was already recorded and attached to your account as an added layer of protection for you. It clearly states it bills for $199 and never a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Let's do pet name.
First pet? Okay. And then what is the answer?
Nico.
You said Nico?
Mm-hmm. N-I-C-O.
Gotcha. And then for that client interview, I have to type it in twice just to confirm. For that client interview, we schedule by the hour, but the call takes about a half an hour. I can still get you in here. There's one spot available at 2 o'clock, and then this afternoon there's a 4 o'clock or a 6 o'clock. We are booked out at 5. Did you want something sooner or towards the end of the day? 6? Okay, perfect.
No, 6, yeah.
We'll do 6. It's going to be scheduled from 6 until 7. It is, though, a one-hour window for a call that takes half that time. It will get to you right near the very beginning of the hour, very close to or right at 6 o'clock, take about a half an hour after that. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I will be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, to kind of answer any questions that you might have, introduce you to your technician, and then hand it over to them. I may already be on a call, in which case they'll call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you. Now, as far as the text or the email that our system sent out to you, did you receive either of those, the one that says local Splash initial invoice?
I think so, yeah. I really have
yeah.
to look at it, but yeah.
Okay, so our system sent a couple of emails. One is the welcome email. It has a username and password on there. You don't have to try to log in, though. Even when it prompts you to log in, our automated system thinks that you're trying to access your tracking system. It also thinks your tracking system is already active. We have to do your client interview first for us to create the content for you to track, but maybe early next week, you'll receive text and email that your tracking system is active. The local Splash initial invoice, when you get a chance, it's pretty straightforward. It's going to say, thank you for choosing local Splash. Your invoice is below. Then it's going to say, please click here to accept the subscription terms. That's hyperlinked to the terms of experience. Everything we went over in the voice verification is provided for you in writing. All the different services that we'll be providing, the fact that we waived your setup fee, that we reduced the cost, that your next payment is not until October 6th, etc. It's all on there. It's going to ask you to click a couple of boxes, one that you agree to receive SMS messages or text messages, the other that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. It's going to want you to either copy and paste or type in your name, case sensitive, so the TNF are capitalized. Once you've got your name in the box, please click the confirm signature box. That actually will allow us to expedite the process of that video verification or even do a phone verification, and then to do the NAPW audit to clean up any information that's out there that might not be accurate. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you were able to submit that form correctly when it does ask you for a username and password, but like I said, you don't have to try to log in. Your login credentials are on the welcome email, the other email you got. The username can't be changed. It's your phone number. Easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. The area code's included, but just numbers. No dashes or parentheses, spaces, nothing like that.
Okay.
321-462-9007 is your username. You'll see on the welcome email, big success is your default password. Once you access your tracking system, though, you can change that password, okay? Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I do hope I am in between phone calls at 6 o'clock when our technician is ready to follow up with you. But if I'm not, you have a great rest of the day. Enjoy the weekend.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Pleasure speaking with you. Looking forward to getting this going and getting that website in front of more people. You take care. We'll talk to you in that 6 o'clock hour. Thanks, Devani.
All right. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.